Student 2. Listen to recording 2 and make notes to answer this question. What are the arguments for and against fracking? Recording 2.
Fracking is a relatively new way of getting gas from rock in places where this was impossible not so long ago. It means that Britain has a potentially important new energy supply. Parts of the country are said to contain considerable amounts of gas that can now be released through fracking. However, fracking is a very controversial process. Let's take a look at why. First of all, it is known that fracking causes small earthquakes. But while this can be a little scary for people, research indicates that the quakes are too small to cause serious damage and that most of them go completely unnoticed. Another issue people have with fracking is the huge amount of water needed. This appears to be a real concern, and the pressure put on local rivers and underground water supplies could eventually change or damage the local environment. It is also suggested that fracking can cause water pollution and reduce the quality of drinking water, though this claim has yet to be proven. The fact that the potential fracking sites are located in the heart of the countryside is causing considerable worry too. Not only would the fracking wells themselves damage the landscape, but the infrastructure needed, such as roads and support facilities, would cause further harm. One of the most obvious issues of all is that gas is a fossil fuel. At a time when global warming is such a serious issue, many people feel that we should be investing in renewable energy, not gas reserves. So, with all these issues associated with fracking, why do some people still support the idea? Well, there are many practical reasons for doing so. For starters, fracking would create a new energy industry, meaning jobs and a boost for the local economy. In addition to this, it would solve a serious problem the UK has at the moment. Around half of the energy used in the UK is imported from abroad. This means Britain is dependent on other countries, a very risky situation. Britain could easily be taken advantage of if suppliers raised prices. Or worse, if suppliers stopped sending energy, there would be a local energy crisis. Estimates suggest that gas sourced from fracking would solve this problem and allow the UK to support itself. That would be very positive for the country's security. Another benefit of fracking is likely to be cheaper energy bills for customers. This would, of course, make the activity very popular. At least that's what you'd expect. But the truth is, fracking is splitting local communities. Many want the jobs and the money that fracking will generate, but others fear for the environment, both locally and globally. Whatever the pros and cons of fracking, it seems a great shame that it is being promoted by the government at the expense of clean, renewable energy, which must surely be the future if we care about our planet.